So, here this evening to talk to us about Smartos, Illumos Smartos, which is a specialized hypervisor distribution, is Thomas. So,
thanks a lot.
Give him a hand.
So, yeah, let's talk a bit about Illumos. So, it's more or less a specialized hypervisor, as already said. But let's see a bit about the agenda. So I will share a bit about myself and share a bit about how all that Illumos stuff happened and what are the difference to Linux and BSD. What makes SmartOS itself really special besides other operating systems, and share a bit how to use it. And based on that, I hope I prepared a bit of demo so we can log into it in terms of servers and run dumb commands. And beside that, at the end, I share a bit about the community itself, how it's organized, and how you get additional information about it. And then you're for sure you can ask a lot of questions. So about myself, so I'm Thomas. I more or less work as a server ninja for Skylime. We provide SmartOS-based hosting and cloud solutions with our current brand. And I'm doing Unix and Linux consultancy for around, well, I would say 15 years or maybe a bit longer. And I more or less focus on system administration and automation and so-called the cloud. And maybe interesting for people who, well, think a bit about Solaris. I not started with a Solaris background, so I came from Linux to SmartOS. So then we already started with what is Illumos itself? What are the differences a bit to Linux and BSD? It might be really hard to read, but the most important part is that Illumos itself came from OpenSolaris. So we, at a point for Sun Microsystems, created Solaris, and then they open sourced it, which was quite great for lots of people and for the community, and I think for Sun itself as well. But then Sun got acquired by Oracle, and Oracle closed sourced it again. So, and at that point in time, Illumos get forked based on the Sun code and the Open Solaris code, and continued with the code, improved it, and did a lot of stuff as well. It's still different to Oracle Solaris, but some parts may stay the same. So you can say more or less Oracle Solaris 10 is more or less equivalent to Illumos with different feature sets. Well, so what itself is a SmartOS? SmartOS is a Illumos-based distributions. There are a couple of more distributions out there, but for today, we will focus on SmartOS because I like it really much. So it's originally developed by Joyent. They are also, they were a cloud hosting company. They got acquired a couple of years ago by Samsung because they would like to use their technology, especially SmartOS and S3 stored object storage for themselves, more to say. And I think it's now 2 months ago, or maybe three, when SmartOS as a brand, and including them data center features, are to MNX, which is also a cloud hosting provider based in the US. SmartOS itself provides Solaris features, for example, zones, LX branded zones, Crossbow, Open ZFS, and DTrace. Later on, I will go more a bit into the details. SmartOS itself focus a lot about virtualization. So you boot from an USB stick or netboot and can use your complete disks for storing the virtual machines. The configuration itself is really minimalistic, and it also provides some kind of management tools to manage these virtual machines or zones. It supports, additional to zones itself, it supports Beehive and KVM, so you can run more or less every operating system on top of SmartOS. So two zones Zones provides OS virtualization layer. It's more or less a self-managed container, for example, like Docker, but I would say a bit better, but that depends. It provides some kind of isolation, so zone only see itself. The global zone, so more or less the smart OS hypervisor thing, can monitor the local zone. It provides an own network and isolated file system. The resources can be controlled, so memory, disk, network I/O, and CPU cores. You can also configure them firewall settings in the global zone, or for the user can configure them itself in his own zone. The zone provides a minimal overhead because it's more or less running bare metal on your hardware, so no hardware emulation layer is in between. And yeah, you can use services to monitor your zone from the global zone itself. For example, you can run dtrace script in the global zone to manage all, or well, to monitor all your customer zones and services inside that. There's some really nice branded zone out there. It's called the Linux branded zone. It provides this Linux syscall translation layer, so you can run Linux binaries on top of SmartOS. These syscalls get been translated to the Illumus kernel itself. It feels and looks like a normal zone, so you can use the same tools to manage both zone types. And there are already pre-installed images, so to say, available, for example, for Debian, CentOS, Void Linux, and so on. And it's also possible to run Docker on top of SmartOS based on these Linux-branded zones. There is also Crossbow. It could also be seen as a virtual Nix management tool and driver. So you can create and manage virtual network interfaces and switches for your zone, interconnect the zones itself. Use some kind of anti-spoofing tools to run the MAC filtering or IP filtering or especially DCP package filtering. So a zone will only be able to run DHCP and receive an IP address, or can only use a specified IP address which you have configured. You can also use some kind of bandwidth tools to limit a bandwidth or provide some kind of tooling around of that. Luckily, BaseNet's on OpenSolaris, and we have ZFS, so a copy on write file system with pool storage. Partitions are not required, and you have the management layer, which maybe lots of people already know from FreeBSD or now also from Linux. Based on that, you are able to run set quotas easily for the zone. And you have, for sure, different RAID sets. So from RAID 1, some kind of mirroring, to RAID set and the RAID set 2, and so on, or RAID 0 for striping. I will not go into much of detail of ZFS. I think it could be a complete other talk. But some additional small features, which I think might be interesting. So it provides some kind of compression, deduplication, and snapshot cloning support, and also now for sure encryption. So you can, if you have a zone, you can run a snapshot based on that, do some changes, and if it doesn't work, you will roll back the complete the complete content of the zone for your customer. Because we have Beehive and KVM support, Beehive support has been ported, I think it's now 1 year ago or so, which provides much more performance instead of KVM. You will be able to run lots of other operating systems on top of SmartOS. So Linux, BSD, Windows, Plan 9 is also working. And the really cool stuff is you can use the same tools for zones and also for Beehive branded zones, for Elix branded zones. They are all the same. And well, look and feel is also the same based on that. So how to use it? You easily download the USB image, for example, boot your server up with a USB stick, follow the installer, which will run them pre-configurations and ask you some questions about network, how you would like to configure a set pool, and host name and password are also required. And after that, you also boot SmartOS based on that USB stick. But you will also be able to, well, since now 2 years, that's already, you can run PI/RDM to install it permanently on your disks. But I personally prefer to, well, use the USB stick or use NetBoot to boot all the machines, which can easily be then updated. And the complete disk pool can be used for virtualization or for the virtual stuff. A short note about the global zone itself, which is the zone you, well, is the first zone you boot, or basically the operating system. It's a minimal RAM disk, which, copied from the USB stick into the memory. It's only for zone management, so you do not have much tooling around besides the zone management, so to install something could be a bit harder because, etc and root and other stuff is not permanent. User couldn't be written because it's in the memory and it's read-only mounted. The only parts where you can write data is in opt and var for permanent storage, and for sure you have a zone pool which you can use for virtualization or for the zones itself. The basic configuration is stored under /USB stick, which is not the USB stick itself, so which is in the zone pool, which is a bit confusing. And in that basic configuration, it's a basic configuration text file, which you can configure more or less the stuff you have configured already in the installer. Then there are, kinds of data sets around there that we can also see that as images. They are pre-configured zones, LXPrint zones, Beehive, or KVM images. They probably provide you with already some running services or with a complete operating system, what you already need. There are official images from SmartOS itself. They are more or less provided by now from MNX. Before that, they are provided from Joint. They can be reached from images.smartos.org, but there are also community-based images which are shared via dataset AT. So, for example, as a list, you already see an Ubuntu image, for example, or a NetBSD image, which you more or less see that it contains LX, so it's a Linux brand zone, a set wall. Says it will be could be used for KVM and Beehive, and there's the zone datasets, which is a real running zone, and you also see, for example, based on the naming, there are some base zones around there. There are some MX zone, which provides MX those mail services, and there are also lots of more based on the community. To create a zone, first you need to import that image. All images are more or less named by a new UUID, or addressed by a new UUID. They also contain names, but that's mostly how you fetch it. So you run emg rdm import and the UUID, and you get the image, which then locally be stored on your server. Then for the zone creation itself, you use a JSON configuration file, which provides already a lot of information which are required for the zone. There are a couple of more. This is only a short outcut based on the minimal needs. So, for example, how the zone will be aliased, how the hostname is configured, how the network of the zone is configured, and how much memory it will use, and which type of zone it is. Because it's developed by Joint, the Joint zone is the original zone, so not the LXPrint zone. And then you run VM IDM create and the JSON configuration file, and this will probably create the zone for you. And then it will be reachable, hopefully. And yeah, and then you can also, yeah, as you can see, you can list the zones as well. For example, yeah, you run VM ADM list, and then you see the current running zones, or probably all zones which are existing on the server. VM ADM provides a lots of more subcommands and filtering options for the list command to only see the running zone, to only see zones which will have a memory of 200, or which aliases are starting with whatever letter, and or what which type it will be, or which IP address it will have. As already said, there are lots of subcommands. For example, one of the important is vmidm get, and you get all the details of the zone. So if it have an auto start, which brand it is, which version type, which memory, which quota, and so on. There is num kind of a bit special stuff, especially for Beehive and KVM, because Beehive and KVM supports VNC information to connect, to a via VNC server, a VNC client to that server, and it provides the details of the host name, the port, and the display, and if configured, also a password for that VNC session. Then you can easily log in with, with set login, you easily can log in into existing zones, and then you receive a shell there. Well, if you have configured SSH, you probably can also use that. But that provides a quite easy management functionality. And you can also use that login, which then be a bit wrapped to Beehive zones as well. Because there are already, we talked a lot about commands itself. There are also some kind of web UIs or orchestration software on top of SmartOS. So the origin one, firstly developed by Joint, is the SmartOS Triton Data Center, which provides all the data center functionality you need. From kind of master server to manage the your zones or your virtual machines with an API and so on. But there are also now two kinds of community projects. For example, there's Project FIFO, which is starting with the top one, SmartOS Triton Data Center is more or less written in Node.js. Project FIFO is written in Erlang, and for Danube Cloud, I'm pretty not sure what it is. It's a kind of also, I think, based on Triton Data Center, but I'm really not sure. But yeah, all of them provides different kind of web interfaces to manage these zones or provide a bigger cluster on top of that. Well, basically a data center. Well, then I more or less prepared. you might see it, maybe a bit. I prepared a kind of demo, would like to show you a bit around. So I currently have installed SmartOS. There below use, I'm running in my local environment, so you're more or less running a seeing console. But there we have a shell, which more or less hopefully can be good read, and I have written them. Types which I would like to show you around. As I said, you more or less have VM ADM to list the zones itself. To get everything. You have EMG ADM avail, for example, to see the available zones. The network is working. So for example, there are some kind of pre-configured zones. You have some basic zones. Based on the naming, they provide different tooling inside. Everything on SmartOS itself, or especially the SmartOS branded zones, are managed, provide software packages via package source. And yeah, and there are also some kind of LTS images, which more or less provides longer support of package source packages there. So you do not need to update it itself. So if we're going back to VMADM, we currently, as you have seen, we have two OS branded zones, which are well, native zones, and we have one LX branded zone. As I said, on my local setup, I will not run any Beehive because it's required a bit of more RAM. So if you, for example, log in into LX branded zone, so well, doing a bit of file user bin file, for example, and you more or less see that's a really Linux command which exists there and can be easily used on top of that. And one might be some interesting stuff. There's a /native, which provides native commands from outside this zone. So for example, if I run a ZFS list, well, currently no data set is available inside that, but that's a native command, which is based on from the outside SmartS global zone. So if we log out, we can also easily update some kind of quota if we, for example, need more or make it smaller. And it's update live. So for example, if we're going for net quota, we more or less see that's currently 5. And if we're going into 10, we also got that. And I currently need to see which time we currently have. So we might have a bit of time left. So if we log in here again, I can also show you how the JSON files looks like. So maybe interesting for the LX print source itself, if it can be written, yeah. We need to provide a kernel version. This kernel version is more or less for Illumus and or for SmartS itself to know how which type of syscall translation layout should be used. So if something changed in the Linux kernel and it doesn't match 100%, you can also choose a different kernel version. Depends a bit on your needs. Also with dtrace, you will be able to check the syscalls in the Linux branded zone if syscall works or not, and if it's implemented in SmartOS and really working or not. Most of the syscalls, well, for regular commands and for regular programs, I guess it's working. So for example, I an open RA, so read a lot server in top of void Linux because it's a hell to get mono working on SmartOS at the moment. And as you currently see, mostly we have some network configuration there. Nothing more is provided. If we go into another example, you can provide them more details, which is called metadata, which are which you can read out inside the zone and run on top of that dumb commands or pre-configure the zone. And you can also use user script, which is a probably a shell script or whatever type of script, which you can put in here. And it will be executed automatically on the start zone. Yeah, probably that's mostly all. A bit about the community itself. We have illumus.org, which provides basic Illumus information, also some kind of information to the other distributions out there and which more or less feature they provide. For SmartOS, I can really recommend the wiki page, which provides mostly all information about SmartOS and how to use it and additional commands itself. On GitHub, you will find the code currently moved from Join to Triton Data Center as a naming. And for SmartOS itself, it's SmartOS Live. There is also Illumus SmartOS, which is a fork of the Illumus code to provide maybe additional features or upstream that. The community itself is more or less organized on IRC, and I think they also provide a matrix bridge somehow, but I'm really not familiar with it. And it's also good organized in different lists and mailing lists, which also helps a lot. Yeah, that's probably all from my side. So if you have any questions.
Awesome. Thanks so much. We've got plenty of time, so any questions, please take it away.
Yeah. When you were doing the demo, you were always, or also in the slides, you were always using the full ID of the zone, which was pretty long. And I am sure when the system is small scale, it's easy to oversee, okay, that's zone 1, 2, and 3. But can you also use the alias to use the zone admin commands, or are they not unique?
Yes. You can also use the alias and use tap, and then it will translate the alias into the UUID. And then the UUID is used for the addressing itself then.
Mm. Okay, so you end up with the ID, but you can use the alias to translate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, if there's no more questions, then that's it for us this evening. So thank you once again.
Thanks as well.